It is time for class session 554 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And you know, when you hear that school bell, you'll need to get your Bible and study along with us. And what we're doing is studying the history in the Old Testament. And we've come to the time when, after Solomon was dead, that the kingdom of Israel was rent asunder between Jeroboam and Rehoboam. Now, the places that are significant in the story of the kingdom being rent asunder are Shechem, Penuel, Bethel, and Dan. And these are important places in Israel and important places in the history of Israel. You know, what I like to do is to go visit historic places. I like to walk across the historic battlefields that are scattered about the South when they were fighting for their independence from the United States in those old days, and stand on both sides and wonder how it must have been to fight those battles. I like to go to historic homes and think about the men of history that lived in those places and sit in their chairs and view their studies and come to an understanding of their lives in those places, like the Hermitage where Andrew Jackson was. And I really like to go to old historic churches and to stand in those pulpits and to think of the great sermons that were preached there. And so also, I like to visit historic towns and villages. Now, most of those are in America that I have visited. But when you go to Israel, they take you to these old historic places. And among the places you may be able to visit are the places of Shechem, Penuel, Bethel, and Dan. And if you know your Bible history, you'll appreciate the things that you see there. And so there's some beginning this Sunday school lesson. It goes through the history of some of these places, and it's a good way to study the Bible, to study the history of places. You might want to get your Bible and look at the map in the back and look up the location of these places and kind of start fixing that in the mind as the Bible geography and to study where those were. And so we were looking at our last class about Shechem, and we'll continue there in just a moment. First, I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And guiding us through these Bible studies, I'm looking at old Sunday school lessons, these written by E. A. Elam. And this lesson for the Sunday schools of April the 6th, 1924. Now let's talk a little bit about Shechem. It's an important town in the town of Palestine. And as we're talking about in the last lesson, Moses told the children of Israel when they were on the plains of Moab that when they would take that land, that they were to go to the valley between Mount Ebal and the valley of Mount Jezreel, and there they would read the blessings and the cursings of the law. And the land, we read about that in Deuteronomy chapter 27. And the village of Shechem is located in a valley between those two mountains. The history of Shechem goes all the way back to the beginning of our study in this history, to the call of Abraham. For when he first came through that land, he built an altar at Shechem. We read about that in Genesis chapter 12, and I'll read verses 1 through 9. Now Jehovah said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, into the land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curseth thee will I curse, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham went, as Jehovah had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother, and all their substance that they had gathered, and all the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And Abraham passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, under the oak of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And Jehovah appeared unto Abraham and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto Jehovah, who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto the mountains on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Ai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto Jehovah, and called upon the name of Jehovah. And Abraham journeyed, going on still, toward the south. And so you see, when Abraham first came into the land, he came there, coming down from the north, unto Shechem. And that's where he built the first altar unto Jehovah, in the promised land. It is there that Jacob and family also stopped, returning from Padan-Aram. And there they had trouble with the Shechemites. It is not a lovely story. We read in Genesis chapter 33 and verse 18 that Jacob came in peace to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Padan-Aram, and encamped before the city, and he bought a parcel of ground where he had spread his tent in the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. And he erected there an altar and called it El Elohi Israel. But then in Genesis chapter 24, we read about Dinah, the daughter of Leah, and how she went out with the women and the girls of Shechem, and there she was raped by the prince of Shechem, and it made the children of Jacob angry. And so the children, Shechem, that prince of Shechem, he was willing to marry Dinah and blend the families together. But the children of Jacob, particularly Simeon and Levi, said, well, if you do that, you'll have to be circumcised. And so all the men of Shechem circumcised themselves. But when they did, Simeon and Levi acted treacherously. It says that they took every man his sword and came upon the city unawares, and slew all the males. And they slew Hamor and Shechem his son with the edge of the sword. And they took Dinah out of Shechem's house and went forth. Now Jacob was angry with them for what they had done regarding this matter of circumcision and the treachery with which they had acted toward Shechem. And he scolded Simeon and Levi. We read in Genesis chapter 34, verses 30 through 31, Jacob said unto Simeon and Levi, Ye have troubled me, to make me odious unto the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and I, being few in number, they will gather themselves together against me, and smite me, and I shall be destroyed, I and my house. And they said, Should we deal with our sister as with a harlot? Well, it was because of this that Jacob did not bless Simeon and Levi in their days, but he passed over them and blessed rather Judah instead. There is a New Testament story concerning Jesus about Sychar, and Sychar was near this parcel of ground that Jacob had bought, and it was near, therefore, Shechem. And we read this New Testament story in John chapter 4. I'll read a portion of that, beginning in John chapter 4 and verse 4, and we'll read down through verse 14, where it says that he, now this is Jesus, must needs pass through Samaria. So he cometh to the city of Samaria called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph, and Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink. for his disciples were gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman therefore said unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, ask a drink of me, who am a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said unto thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his sons, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Every one that drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whoso drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall become in him a well of water springing up unto eternal life. Going back to the Old Testament stories, we know that Joshua in Joshua 20 and verse 7 set apart Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim as one of those cities of refuge. And then we read in Joshua chapter 24 that Joshua addressed the children of Israel at Shechem. Joshua 24 verses 1 through 15 reads, And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said unto all the people, Thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel, Your fathers dwelt in old time beyond the river, even Terah the father of Abraham, the father of Nahor. And they served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from beyond the river, and led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his seed, and gave him Isaac, and I gave unto Isaac Jacob and Esau, and I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it, and Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. And I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did in the midst thereof, and afterward I brought you out. And I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and ye came to the sea. And the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and with horsemen into the Red Sea. And when they cried out unto Jehovah, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea unto them, and covered them. And your eyes saw what I did in Egypt, and ye dwelt in the wilderness many days. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites that dwell beyond Jordan, and they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, and ye possessed their land, and I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak the son of Zippor, the king of Moab, arose and fought against Israel, and he sent and called Balaam the son of Beor to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Balaam, therefore he blessed you still, and delivered you out of his hand. I delivered you out of his hand. And when you went over Jordan and came to Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorite and the Perizzite and the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Girgashite and the Hivite and the Jebusite, and I delivered them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, not with a sword nor with a bow. And I gave the land wherein thou hast not labored, and cities wherein ye built not, and ye dwelt therein, of vineyards and olive yards which ye planted and do not eat. Joshua chapter 24, 14. Now therefore, fear Jehovah, and serve him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river of Egypt, and serve ye Jehovah. And if it seem good to you to serve Jehovah, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods your father served which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Jehovah. If ever I am in that part of the world, I would like to go to Shechem and stand where Joshua stood and gave the people this choice. We'll continue this in the next class.